That would probably set me apart from Neil Haverson, who has been accused of complaining too often. Here is Neil to defend himself.
They say I'm not as well face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate, and now I've passed my own self.
A friend once accused me of being too negative in this column, always complaining. Of course, I scoffed at such a suggestion. All I do is highlight some of life's challenges. However, evidence continues to emerge that she may have been right. I suspect it could be an age thing, but whatever, I am proud to have achieved the status of a grumpy old man. The last word has given me a platform to vent my frustrations, but I just wonder whether I'm getting even more irritable with life. Among my whinges, television has always been high on the list. I should say here that Mrs. H and I are as one on this. We sit in the Shady Pines TV lounge and regularly shout at the box. The continuity announcer annoys us. They introduce the programme and give too much away. In tonight's episode, the team make a gruesome discovery, but was it murder or suicide? I don't want to know that. I want to enjoy things as they unfold, not sit there knowing a body is going to turn up. Mrs. H gets particularly incited when the cops approach a suspect. Don't tell them who you are, she cries. But from 100 yards away, they announce themselves, giving the suspect time to make a dash for it. There follows a chase, which often ends with bewildered cops looking around and radio in that, we've lost him. And if the criminal takes off in a car, Mrs. H really gets worked up as the police fire aimlessly. Shoot the tyres, she yells. Something that frustrates both of us are the scenes where two people are travelling in a car. So often, whoever is driving will turn to talk to the passenger, taking their eyes off the road for several seconds. You can't do that. If you divert your eyes for just a couple of seconds, the car drifts to one side or other. The length of time they do it on TV programmes, they'd be in the hedge. Continuity is a tricky one. I suppose filmmakers have to stick to a schedule, and sometimes events are outside their control. I've spotted scenes where, say, someone drives off in a car in bright sunny weather. In the next shot, there are dark clouds and the road is wet. I've confessed before that I'm a bit of an anorak when it comes to old programmes that were around when I was a youngster. On my Christmas list will be DVDs of such old shows as Dr. Finley's Casebook, the original, and Sergeant Cork, remember that one? And of course westerns including Wagon Train and Rawhide. My family indulged me by buying them, probably thinking, how sad, the poor old chap is living in the past. There's one sobering thing about my nostalgic telly-watching. I'll spot a familiar face and check it out who it is in the credits. To my horror, I'll find it someone who became a well-known star and has departed this mortal coil. I was watching Dr. Finley and there was a young fellow playing a happy-go-lucky teenage boxer. I thought, I know that face. It turned out to be Mark McManus, who went on to play the crusty Taggart. Others I've spotted in their pre-famous days include a youthful Stratford Johns in an original Maygrey. Remember him in Zed Cars? James Beck, who played Private Walker in Dad's Army. He was in Dr. Finley, speaking with a broad Scottish accent. Spotting these budding stars shoots the passage of time into perspective. All a bit depressing. Honestly, it's enough to make a chap grumpy.
Thank you, Neil. I hope there's something to cheer you up on the Shady Pines TV tonight.